The following program is paid for by Glazer & Associates. The views and opinions expressed in this content do not reflect those of 850 WFTL.
Welcome back to Condo Praise and HOAs. We're here each Sunday at 11 on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis. I'm here again today with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs PA. Eric is board certified by the Florida Bar and Condominium and Plan Development Law. The firm has offices in Fort Lauderdale and is available for appointment in Orlando, Tallahassee, and Nashville. We're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from 1 minute to the next. We'd love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your phone calls. Give us a call right here in the studio, toll-free, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com.
Good morning, everybody. If you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and newsletters, just make sure to go to our website, CondoCrazeAndHOAs.com. Join our email list. Might be more important now than ever. By joining each week, you're going to get announcements about the show, our blog, updates on the law. I mean, that's happening, you know, almost all the time now. We're still doing our seminars, bigger and better than ever. You'll get copies of our newsletters and a whole lot more. Again, just go to CondoCrazeAndHOAs.com. Join our email list. Tomorrow, still doing our blog every single Monday morning without fail at HOA-CondoBlog.com. Again, HOA-CondoBlog.com. Tomorrow's topic, you can still be productive as a board member. Tackle those projects you always said you never had time for. Well, now you do have time to tackle them. No excuse, right, Karen? Where'd Karen go? I think we're having technical difficulties right off the bat. All right, so let's change up everybody's crappy mood for an hour. Let's turn off the TV. Let's stop listening to the doom and gloom, everybody, and let's keep the show positive and moving for the next hour. And after the show is done, how about this? Go out for a walk. Go get some fresh air. Go get some sunshine in your face. Go get some exercise while, of course, maintaining proper social distancing, right? You're not locked into your homes. The law allows you to go out there, get exercise. So bottom line, take advantage of it. And I can tell you, this week we had another wonderful online class on Thursday. Everyone, of course, respected social distancing, right? And we were able to get certified right from the comfort of everybody's home. It really worked out well. It was a lot of fun. It was interactive. As a matter of fact, I'm going to guess that many of you who actually took the course online, you're probably listening to today's show, and I'd love if you called in. Let us know how you felt about it. Again, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. By the way, on the last one, over 130 of us were speaking with each other, believe it or not. Nobody was talking over anybody. Everybody was asking questions, and I can't tell you how many people sent me emails thanking me for the seminar. They loved it. It gave them something to do for a few hours, and we're doing two more. The next one is Tuesday night, April 7th, and the following week, April 16th, both at 6 o'clock p.m., all you need is a device with a camera so you can see me. Unfortunately, I can't feed you this time. But if you sign up, I will send you a link to click on. And first, I have to just go to the GoToMeeting app. Easy stuff. Believe me, at 6 o'clock, you click on the link. We can see each other. You see the other participants. It's fun. Everybody has patience. And it really works out well. I'll tell you, if there's one thing I noticed is during this craziness, everybody is being nice to each other. And you see it in the street, you see it in the markets, you see it in our online class. And it's wonderful to see. I just hope we stay this way when things kind of get back to normal. And by the way, by taking this class, everybody, you are certified just like you actually attended the class in person. I'll send you over your certificates. I'll send you over an outline of what you learned when the class is done. And, of course, there have been lots of elections over the past 2 months, certainly not in the last 3 weeks, but before that, there were elections that were going on all the time. So I know for a fact there are many directors out there and officers who can take advantage of this class and get certified online. So, again, if you want to take the class, just go to our website, CondoCrazeAndHOAs.com, join our mailing list, and we'll send out periodic announcements, or just take down our office number, 954-983-1112. Again, 954-983-1112. And, of course, just tell us, call in and tell us that you want to take one of our classes. Let's do this. Let's take an early break so we can get some of the malfunctions cleared up, okay? But call in with your questions. I know some of you are already online. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Someday, you will need insurance, and for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
This message is for anyone who has taken on the important responsibility of becoming an officer or director in a homeowner or condominium association. It is also for the management companies who work closely with these caring people to make sure things are done the right way. Hello, I'm Gil Pomar, South Florida Regional President for Center State Bank, now the second largest bank based in Florida. Our bank, Center State Bank has an amazing team of professionals who are exclusively dedicated to the homeowner and condo association market. Your job is not easy. There are repairs and new projects that need financing. There are legal and social issues that need to be understood. There are also technology and servicing issues that your residents want to be improved. Why not choose a bank that knows this business backward and forward? Why not have a local banker who will meet with you face-to-face whenever it is convenient for you or your board? Center State Bank has over 2,000 associations as customers for a reason. Please give us a chance to earn your business. Call Terry Russo at 954-633-1666 to make it happen. Center State Bank is an equal housing lender and a member of the FDIC.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Here on 850 WFTL, Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer and Sachs, PA, and he is board certified in community association law. If you have any questions about your crazy condo or HOA or even co-op, give us a call here in the studio, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
Hey, before we run to the phones, I just want to recap some things for our listeners out there, because when it comes to the coronavirus and associations, there's actually a lot going on. So to remind everybody, the secretary of the DBPR entered an order last week that says that emergency statute that gives board members emergency powers and was probably designed to only come into existence, or at least originally, after a hurricane. No, it now applies in this current coronavirus situation. It applies to condos, it applies to HOAs, it applies to co-op boards as well, as long as the governor has declared there to be a state of emergency. All these emergency powers are now in effect. It makes no difference that it's not in response to damage caused by an event. That language was rendered meaningless. Yep, would we lose Karen, by the way? I think we might have lost Karen again. Yep, we lost her again, at least on my end. All right, we're going to keep going. Sorry, everybody, for the technical difficulties, but we're going to keep plugging away. But I can tell you, at least at our law firm, we are dealing with questions all week about what boards can and cannot do. It's constant. It's happening all the time, and those are the only types of calls we're dealing with all week. You know, boards want to make sure that they're not going too far, not abusing their powers. But before we remind everybody what those powers are at the that boards now have, I also want to talk about an important order that came out first in Dade and now in Broward. Okay, so this now applies for both Dade and Broward, and it mandates not only closing the pool but other recreational areas as well. So again, Dade and Broward, this is now applicable to you. You ready? All pools, pool decks, party rooms, hot tubs, golf courses, tennis courts, basketball courts, fitness centers, gymnasiums, and community rooms, collectively the recreational amenities, whether of a commercial or non-commercial nature, are closed for all purposes, period. They're done. You got to close them up. You're now under court order. You're under a county order, I should say, to close all your recreational facilities. It originally only applied in Dade County. Now it applies in Dade and Broward. I don't believe there's an order yet from Palm Beach County, but we will find out. All right, how about we go to the phones and take our first phone call of the day? How about Karen?
Hello.
Hey, Karen.
Is this Mr. Glazer?
Speaking. Good morning.
Good morning. I live in a 55 or over condominium, And my question is, what can we do about an ex-felon that is on our condo board? We have tried to find out if he has made restitution or regained his civil rights.
Right.
We need to know if we can get him off in some way. He was released from jail in 1999. It's been very hard to find out anything about this person for a long time.
Right.
And
we
need to know what to do.
So one thing you can do is ask him, does he have a voter registration card? Right? If he has a voter registration
card. Can I ask him directly without, he is an ex-attorney.
What'd you say, he's an ex-attorney?
Yes, a disbarred attorney.
Wow. That can happen to attorney? Yeah, I guess it can. Okay.
I can't hear you.
Sorry. I would tell you to tell him. Are you a member of the board as well?
No.
Okay. Well, I think the board has an obligation, and your management may be about to help you in this regard, too. Your board has an obligation to make sure that only eligible persons are serving on that board, right? So I don't think there would be any problem for the board to say, listen, you know, we don't want to hassle you. We don't want to, you know, give you a hard time. But as you know, the statute says if you're convicted of a felony, you can't get back on unless your voting rights have been restored for the last 5 years. So how about we start with you simply show us a voting registration card? Okay? And if he's registered to vote, then you know he certainly has his civil rights back.
Yeah,
okay?
We tried to find out a lot of information, but it's been very difficult.
Do it in a nice way. There's no reason why it has to be, mm-hmm. you know, that it has to be a fight. It could be done in a nice way, board should tackle it. You know, they can do it amongst themselves. Just say, hey, we don't mind that you're on, but we got to make sure that you're on legally. Okay, no problem asking him for that.
He has been out of jail since 1999.
Yeah, so.
And this I know there has been a 5 year period.
Right, but that's 21 years ago. So I bet my guess mm-hmm. would be his civil rights probably have been restored. Still a convicted felon, but if his civil rights were restored, he gets back on the board. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks
for
the call,
Thank
Karen.
You.
How about we go to Joe in Boynton? How are you, Joe?
Good morning, Eric. How are you today?
How are you? What's going on, Joe?
Eric, can you hear me?
Yep, we hear you well.
Can you hear me?
Yep, we hear you well,
HOA,
Joe.
In HOA, if we have a confirmed case of COVID-19, can the board restrict entry to residents only and set up a central point for deliveries to be dropped off as, and the residents will pick it up at the central point?
Of course you can. Yeah, I don't think that's a problem at all. You're saying for deliveries that the deliveries person would stop, let's say, at the guard gate, and the people would have to come to the guard gate and pick it up? Something along
Correct.
Those lines? Yeah.
Anybody that's on the permanent list would now not be valid.
So you're saying you're not going to allow any visitors into the community? Any visitors?
Correct, only residents.
So no family
only
members
residents.
Of that residence?
Correct. Only residents or health care people or things like that, but no family members. If we have a case in the community.
You know, here's what I can tell you, Joe. You know, I don't know how to answer this question. And the truth is, again, attorneys are debating this all over the place. Let's just say, you know, my mom is 88 years old, right? And let's just say that she calls me on the phone and says, hey, I have no food. I'm running low on food, right? So I go and I go to Publix for her, and I pick up groceries, and I drive them over to where she lives, and I get there, and they tell me, sorry, we're not letting you in. Well, trust me, anybody that gets in my way of delivering my groceries to my mother so she can eat is going to have a problem on their hands. No? Can you blame me for that? So I don't know if saying if you're telling elderly people that they can't go out of their house. The government certainly is telling them that. Don't go into supermarkets, right? Don't go into stores. How are they supposed to get food to their house if you're saying no guests, no visitors can come as a practical matter?
If the delivery would be made to a central point, and if they can't pick it up, we would arrange with our maintenance people to deliver it to the house like we've been doing now.
A lot of people in their 90s have no clue, 80s and 90s, have no clue to how they can get deliveries to their house. They're not internet savvy. So they have people. That they rely on in their lives to actually get this to them. Now, unless you're telling me, like you say,
so in summary,
Well, wait. Let me say this.
So if
my mom lived in your place, are you telling me I could drive up to your place, drop off the groceries, but you're going to make sure it gets to my mom's house?
Yes.
Okay, then I don't have a problem with it. Then we're good. But if you're saying, nope, can't make deliveries, no problem, it's not going to get to your mom, then I'd have a problem. But I think it would be reasonable. The bottom line is anything that's reasonable. You certainly can't prevent food from getting it to people's houses. So, Joe, yeah, maybe I didn't understand you at first.
People have to come in to take medical care. They'd have to
yes.
come in also.
Then no problem. I wouldn't have a problem
like
with it at this point.
Okay?
All right. Thanks for the call, Joe, and
Thanks.
Stay healthy. How about we go to Debbie in Brandon, Florida? How are you, Debbie?
Hi. I'm so glad I heard you earlier state that you were going out to go over some of the emergency powers boards
sure.
have today.
Yeah, we'll do that.
And you may be going over this one. We just recently had a board member resign. Actually, she was just put on the board at the annual and nothing's ever really happened. But the president's typed up a board resolution to appoint a new board member as if appointed to a regularly called board meeting. Because of the stay-at-home policy and under the emergency powers executive order, she's asked all the board members to send an email stating they are in agreement. Is this legal?
No, I don't think it is. I don't think board members right now can. There's nothing that can vote without a meeting. There's emergency powers, but they don't anywhere in the emergency power statute say that meetings could be totally done away with. So what am I encouraging people to do? Exactly what we're doing, how we teach the class. There's no
right.
reason whatsoever that boards can't have. And even if you're not tech savvy with the computer, there's no reason why boards can't set up conference call lines, right? There's a company out there called freeconferencecall.com, for example. Or just call your local operator and say, hey, I want to set up a conference call line for a meeting that we want to have with a dial-in number for, 20, 30 people. And as long as the board members can hear everybody and everybody can hear the board members, I'd have no problem with that. But to just say that the board is still going to meet by themselves, whether by, emails or by telephone calls and make decisions without anybody knowing and without it being public, no, I don't think that's the right way to go. I think it still needs absolutely to be noticed by practical means. That's what the statute says, by any practical means. And there needs to be a meeting. It doesn't say meetings can be waived entirely and boards can meet privately. Does not say that, so I'm not going to go along with that. Okay?
How should I handle that with the board then?
Let them know. Yeah, well, you can let them know. There's nothing in the emergency power statute that talks about that and that allows for it. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Deb. You got it. All right, how about we go to Julia in Hollandale?
Good morning, Eric.
Hey, how are you?
Will come on board. I participated in March 31st event. It was absolutely fabulous, and I could attest to the fact that people were very civil in asking the questions when you unmuted all the lines. So that
right.
was great, and the information, as always,
is perfect. Isn't it something? You find that while this is going on, people are generally being nice to each other. I'm certainly fine. Karen, you are there?
Yeah.
So Karen is back. All right. So what's everybody's thought process on that? I'm certainly seeing it. Wherever you go, even if you happen to be outside, you run into people. People just are nicer than ever.
I get more smiles and waves 6 feet away. My question is, we have a situation when the board is absolutely impotent. They are just not doing anything. They're not posting any updates. There is no activity. I don't know what's happening with them, if they're, using their toilet paper or whatever. But it's now is not the time to just overthrow the board and install new people. It's just too much hassle.
Of course.
The alternative solution that I was thinking about is to establish a volunteer organization within the community to do at least something. Notify people, maybe do suggestions for the board. I don't even know. My question is, what are the do's and the don'ts? We don't want to overstep the legal boundaries and get into hot water. We want to do something useful for the residents in the face that the board is being completely impotent, and so is the management company.
Well, you know what's interesting? Even under the statute really doesn't require boards to have any meetings at all, right? The only thing that they're required to do is have an annual meeting and a budget meeting. Other than that, they don't have to meet. So I guess some boards will tell you, we're only required to have two board meetings a year, and you want us to have more during this coronavirus crisis? No, not realistic. So what could you do? You know, could you establish, you know, some sort of a friendly committee just to kind of knock on doors and make sure people are doing are okay? Of course, you can do something like that, but only the board has the power at this point to sign checks, to make official policy, to make sure that the condo is running properly. That's their job and not your job or a volunteer board or volunteers in the community unless you're on the board. I can see you want to help out. Now might be a good time if the boards can maybe appoint committees to do various different things, but might be difficult to get volunteers at this point. Right. I admire the fact you want to help, Julia. Just I don't know as a volunteer position if what you can do in terms with any, you know, power unless the board establishes this committee. Okay.
What if we create a website and at least inform our residents about goings on and the new laws in that fashion?
Can certainly do that. That's wonderful. That would be great. Or of course you can point them to the Condo Craze and HOA's page. But you know that's one way to look at it.
We can do that.
Right, well, you got it. Bye. Thanks, Julie. Let's do this. Let's take our bottom of the hour break. Keep the calls coming in, everybody. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association.
Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, and in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new again. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. Let PD Painting handle all the details and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting at 888-416-3204. Again, that's 888-416-3204. Go to the website pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
This message is for anyone who has taken on the important responsibility of becoming an officer or director in a homeowner or condominium association. It is also for the management companies who work closely with these caring people to make sure things are done the right way. Hello, I'm Gil Pomar, South Florida Regional President for CenterState Bank, now the second largest bank based in Florida. Our bank, CenterState Bank, has an amazing team of professionals who are exclusively dedicated to the homeowner and condo association market. Your job is not easy. There are repairs and new projects that need financing. financing. There are legal and social issues that need to be understood. There are also technology and servicing issues that your residents want to be improved. Why not choose a bank that knows this business backward and forward? Why not have a local banker who will meet with you face-to-face whenever it is convenient for you or your board? Center State Bank has over 2,000 associations as customers for a reason. Please give us a chance to earn your business. Call Terry Russo at 954-633-1666 to make it happen. Center State Bank is an equal housing lender and a member of the FDIC.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Welcome back to the second half of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer. Hope everyone is healthy, happy at home. The number to call to ask questions about your HOA or your condo association of Eric, who is board certified in community association law, is 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
There you go. Now I hear you. All right, let's do this. We never have problems when the callers call in, so let's go back to the phones. Who do we got, Sharina?
I'm sorry.
Tom in Lake Worth. How are you, Tom?
Good morning, Mr. Glazer. How are you?
How are you? We're dealing with the phones, Tom. We're trying. No excuses, right? Keep plugging away.
Can you hear me well?
We hear you well. What's going on?
So here's the situation I have. I purchased a home in Lake Worth, Florida, and apparently the previous owner of the home had some outstanding fines against them that I was unaware of. And now I've been there 2 years, and now I get a letter from the association stating that I have to pay those fees. Well, and I'm saying I have proof that those fees are assigned to somebody that was there before me because of my move-in date.
Right.
You know, when I purchased the home. So I tried to deal with the board, and they said, let me see what we can do. And then all of a sudden, I haven't heard anything in a couple months, and it's my fault for guess not following up with them. However, now I get a letter from the association attorney saying I have to pay association dues for, I mean, not association dues, I have to pay the fee for the previous owner of that home.
Right.
And all the attorney fees up to this date. And all the extra fees.
You would think that, you know, people would be a little nicer during this crisis,
and,
you know?
So, I dealt with the board. Now they're saying it's in the attorney's hands, so they can't deal with it. They won't even answer my phone call. And now the attorney's like, send me the proof. I sent them the proof.
Proof
and
of
now
what?
I'm still getting letters from them.
Wait, hold up. Proof of what? You're saying that the fine has nothing to do with you. It was a fine from the previous
Correct.
Owner. So what's the date of
if
the fine?
The
when was this?
Owner.
Wait, hold up. What was the date of the fine?
The date of the fine was in 2018.
Okay, did you own the property in 2018? Oh, okay.
I'm
so
sorry?
you didn't even own it at the time. Right?
Correct. I had nothing to do with that property at that time.
Right. So when you bought your property, right?
Correct.
By the way, if you look at the statute, right, and you said you bought a home, the association may levy reasonable fine. A fine may not exceed $100 per violation against any member or any member's tenant, guest, or invitee, right, of the for the failure of the owner of the parcel. So bottom line, what does the statute say? It's not a fine against the lot. It's a fine against the owner who committed the violation. They have no proof that you committed the violation. They can't no way, no how enforce the fine against you. right? So when you moved into the property, did you get what's called an estoppel letter out?
See, that's the key. That's what I'm being told now. But I don't know. How do I know if I received an estoppel from the previous?
So when you
Owner, I guess?
Yeah, no. When you went to closing, right? The title company that wrote your title insurance policy, you can bet that they have a letter in their possession from your association. And the letter says, okay, how much money is owed on this property so we know to pay you guys what you're owed at the closing? Are there any fines outstanding? Are there any violations outstanding? Right? It's a long letter. And you can bet that somewhere is in that closing file is that estoppel letter. So I'd want to find that, okay? And then ask them.
I would have possession of in my closing documents?
Yeah, you probably do. I would think so, yes. Okay? So go take a look at that big pile of documents and see if there's an estoppel letter from your association in there. But the bottom line is if you didn't commit the violation, the fine should not apply to you. It should apply to the prior owner. And at this stage of the game,
right.
I mean, you know, Karen, this is what they're focusing on now in the middle of all this. Right?
What the hell? I mean, if he closed and he signed the papers and he didn't, would it be on the title company?
Don't know. Let's see if that letter exists. Okay, look for that estoppel letter. Trust me, it's there. And my intelligence secretary, who's listening to the show, hold on, Sylvia, who's my intelligence secretary, listening to the show. What does she text me just now? What about the estoppel letter issued by the HOA? Way to go, Sylvia!
See?
Absolutely. So that's what you want to look for. Take a look at your file, at your documents, and see if there's an estoppel letter in there. Thank you for the call. All right, who do we got on the phone, Sharina? Anybody else?
Edwin.
Okay, how about I go to Edwin?
Hi, thanks, Eric, for taking my
call.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
And I'm signed up for your board training on April 7th, and I'm looking forward to that.
Fantastic. Where are you calling from at the moment? You're in Ohio?
I'm in Ohio. I'm in Dublin, Ohio. I own a condo in Cape Coral, Florida. And actually, it's a 12-unit building, and we have our own board, and we also have a larger board. We wanted to have a board meeting. I was there in March, and we wanted to have a board meeting, and we started to do that, and then everything got locked down. But we ended up doing the board meeting using WebEx. And I set up the WebEx meeting, actually.
Right.
And it was properly noticed. And we had the three board members, the person from the managing agent, and two other owners in the building that attended this meeting via WebEx.
That's fantastic.
I just wanted to make sure that
110%. That's fantastic. Just for those don't know, WebEx is what, a video conferencing kind of?
Yeah, it's like GoToMeeting or any of
right.
those.
Right. Okay.
And
it worked well in a 12-unit association. Fantastic. Now, if it worked,
worked very well. It's free, one of the nice things about it is you can actually record the meeting.
Right, exactly. That's exactly right. We can do that with GoToMeeting as well. That's right. Edwin, way to go. That's using your head, and that's how board meetings should be run. So we had a call earlier in the show where someone said, well, the board is simply doing things without meetings, and they're obviously emailing each other and voting privately. There's a statute right on point that says boards cannot vote by email. That statute's not suspended. That statute's still in place. You got to make reasonable efforts to have these meetings, whatever is reasonable. And WebEx is reasonable. Like I said, if we can teach 130 people on a seminar, right, then the board can certainly make some efforts to have a board meeting via WebEx, via GoToMeeting, via Zoom, via conference call. There's ways to do it. And just because there's an emergency power statute, in effect, does not give a board to shirk their responsibilities to have these meetings in an open forum. Let's do this. Let's take our final break of the hour, everybody. Taking your calls. Keep them coming. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condo or HOA paying too much?
outlets to heat the pool or spa? If so, now's the time to switch to geothermal technology with Symbiont Service Corporation. Geothermal technology with Symbiont Service is eco-friendly, green technology that harnesses the energy stored beneath the Earth's surface. Geothermal technology not only helps you reduce your carbon footprint, but rest assured, you can't beat geothermal for reliability and performance. It's even unaffected by air temperature. Best of all, Symbiont Service's geothermal solution heats like gas at a fraction of the cost and with a serviceable life expectancy of 15 to 20 years, which is 2 to 3 times as long as conventional pool heaters or more. And get this, geothermal technology by Symbiont Service can actually cool your pool in the summer months. Symbiont Service serves the entire state of Florida. Go geothermal now. Find out how Symbiont Service can heat or cool your pool and save you money. Call Symbiont Service at 800-881-4328. That's 800-881-4328. And to learn more about Symbiont Service and read the amazing customer reviews, visit geothermalflorida.com.
If your association has ever been through a major restoration or renovation project, you know it can be a complicated, expensive, and stressful undertaking. Noise, dust, unexpected problems, and that C word no one wants to hear, change orders. But it doesn't have to be chaotic. DSS Condo is here to help you through the condo project management process. Most projects go over schedule and over budget. Without an expert, independent advocate in their corner, associations are exposed to cost overruns, low quality results, and long-term disruption for owners. DSS Condo is Florida's leading association project management firm. They provide tailored, expert construction management services for all types and sizes of association projects, helping you maintain control of the chaos. DSS Condo now offers customizable project management packages that can be modified to meet your association's needs and budget, and now services Miami, Broward, Palm Beach, and Collier counties. Contact DSS at 305-985-3772 or by visiting dsscondo.com. That's 305-985-3772.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer and Sex PA. Board certified you are in condominium and HOA law, community association law. Call us now. Don't wait to the very last minute so you can get some free advice from Eric. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. Eric?
Debbie in Miami. How are you, Debbie?
Hey, thanks for answering my phone call.
Sure thing. We have a board that was recommended, strongly recommended, from our association to close our pool. And now we have owners that are, like, attacking the board. The board can close the pool, correct?
Debbie, you are under an order from the county to close the pool.
Yeah.
If your board has the pool open, they are in violation of a county order. Potentially can face, I believe this, it's now criminal if you don't listen to the order.
So, yeah, Stewart woman was arrested for shopping while her COVID-19 test was
Absolutely. So I'm telling you right now, you need to go tell your board there's a Dade County ordinance in effect, an emergency order, I should say. Emergency order closing all recreational pools in Dade County. So that pool must be closed.
What if my condo is in Lee County?
Now, there's not a statewide order. So Lee County might be different, and you'd have to call the Lee County either Board of Health. You can probably call the local building department. They might know. But I can tell you, Dade County, where you're calling from, the pools are closed. Don't know if Lee County has such an order in effect.
I think we have a safer at home order now.
We are stay at home order, in Lee County. Yeah.
In Lee County. Got it.
We are.
Mm-hmm. Well, go tell your board close that pool. All right. Thanks for the call, Debbie. How about we go to Maureen in Lighthouse Point?
Hi, Eric. Thanks for taking my call. Mine is sort of similar. Is Broward County all closed?
Yes, County again. Again, just because there seems to be some confusion on this. Maybe people didn't hear. So there's the ordinance that came down, or the emergency order, I should say, that came down the other day. Not only, it's not for just pools, okay? It's all pools, pool decks, party rooms, even the interior portions, okay? Pools, pool decks, party rooms, hot tubs, golf courses, tennis courts, basketball courts, fitness centers, right? All your gyms, gymnasiums, and community rooms, okay? Closed. Mm-hmm. Everything has to be closed.
So all I have to do is stay home and eat.
There you go. But you know what the order does allow for? No, I don't agree with that. You got to go out and get exercise.
Because my president just called me, doesn't it not Lighthouse Point? And I wondered why not Lighthouse Point when we're in Broward.
Not true. Lighthouse Point is in Broward County. The order applies in Broward County. It applies in Lighthouse Point.
Thank you.
You got
it, Maureen. I'm just going to have a bacon sandwich then.
You enjoy. You know what? Maureen's hanging in there, and Maureen is taking this with a grain of salt. But you know what? You got to go out and get exercise too. There's no prohibition against walking outside.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact, if you read the orders,
thank you.
Yep, they're encouraging it. So go out and get some exercise.
Thank you, my love.
You go out for a 10-mile run. It's okay.
Exactly. How about we go back to the phones and Jay in Delray? How are you, Jay?
They killed everything in the condo. So basically, it's just like a stay-at-home order. So you have your own home, but that's it. I want to know if we can get reimbursed when this is all over for all the amenities we're losing. We lost at it.
Well, your condo, since these are the questions that are about to come up.
Yeah, the only thing they're doing is basically cutting the lawns of anybody has a villa in the condo.
You mean your association fees.
Right.
There's nothing. There's no pool. There's no clubhouse.
Right.
None of the amenities.
So Jay. So let me.
I understand the lockdown. I understand.
Right. So I'm saying this respectfully, right? You want to be reimbursed?
I just wonder if there's any chance we can get reimbursed after it's all, because we're paying very high rent for these amenities. Right. If there's any kind of reimbursement, because they cut back on their staff, so they're saving money by not. You know what I mean? By not allowing us to have any of these amenities.
So, Jay,
so I'm
I know.
Just saying if we can get a reimbursement, it's all over.
All right, let me answer your question, okay?
Yes.
So I understand how you're looking at it, and you're saying some of the services, some of the amenities that we were promised is no longer available to us. So shouldn't our assessments go down? Now, not only is your assessments not going to go down, but because of the economic crisis that is now upon us, right? The next problem that we're going to have to start dealing with, and it's going to become more and more relevant on this show as time goes on, is, hey, what do we do about the fact that a third of the building can't pay assessments any longer?
Oh, right? Boy.
This is
that's
the real
another thing that I'm afraid of, because I haven't worked since, I've been out since February. I do a little handyman. I haven't gotten, nobody's hired me to do these little gig things.
Right. So it's a double-edged sword.
The second week of February.
Right. Okay, so Jay, it's a double-edged sword. Right, and I understand you know,
that's
you think
I would
the
like to get a little
down.
Bit of money back, reimbursement for this, so I can afford things. You know?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, and I feel for you. But you want to know the reality? The reality is that
it's not
going to
happen. You see?
Yeah. It not only is it not going to happen, but we're going to have situations where a portion of the owners are going to go into default. Right, and it's going to wind up costing the other owners actually more money. I mean, we're in a really difficult spot here, and this is why I wrote this in last week's blog. The best advice, really, I can give associations today is that, you know, there's going to be, if this continues much longer, there's going to be a situation where you're going to have a large amount of people in your community not paying. Yet, you still have bills to pay every month. You still have the management company to pay. If you have a management company, you still have accountants. You still have attorneys. You still have electric bills. You still have water bills. You still have garbage collection. I mean, we can go on and on. You still have massive insurance bills. None of that goes away. None of it, right? So the bottom line is you still have to collect your assessments each and every month, but what do you do when people can't pay, right? So go out right now. And I mean literally this week, and get access to a line of credit. That's the best advice I can give an association today. Access to a line of credit. And why should you do it now? Because when a bank asks you to fill out the application forms, one of the things that they're going to ask you to fill out and indicate is what your rates of delinquencies are in your community. And if the rates are too high, you're going to be denied access to that line of credit. So what do you want to do? Yeah, you can't wait, Karen. You got to do it now.
Yeah.
Because do it now when maybe, you know, 5% or less of the people are delinquent. If you're going to wait a month or two and you start getting to the 15, 20% range, you're going to be denied.
Need
so
to go
I'm
now.
I'm telling you, yes. And I was talking, one of our sponsors is Center State Bank, and this is what they do. And I've been in contact with them. You know, they're ready to do this. So I can tell
so
you,
call them.
Get in touch with Center State Bank and find out how they can help. Because associations are going to need access to a bunch of money as
you know,
time
it's
goes
not,
on.
It's not just a little guy like the last caller. It goes all the way up the food chain. So,
absolutely.
You know, in New York, they're like, oh, well, we'll just forgive your rent. Well, there are building owners that have to meet mortgages.
Have mortgages,
and,
of course. It's
you know, it's just everybody is being hit with this. So we can't forgive the little guy, and the big guy, you know, loses the building.
Absolutely endless. Very scary. So get access to that line of credit. Just told we got a minute left. So I just want to remind everybody two things. Number one, sign up for our online seminars. They're great. They're fun. Call our office, 954-983-1112. Again, 954-983-1112. Just say you want to take one of the courses. We have them coming up this week and next week, and we'll keep adding for as long as we're in this crazy situation. And, of course, if you need help, legal help during the week, we're here to answer your calls. We're here to help. 954-983-1112. Glazer and Sachs, again, 954-983-1112. We understand it's supposed to be a tough week coming up. Everybody stay healthy, stay inside, be smart. And, again, wishing you and all your families just nothing but good health. And we'll talk to you again next Sunday at 11 a.m. on Condo Craze and HOAs. Have a safe week, everybody.
Around. Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website, cdri.net.